K-State Nation. What's going on? Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Here, part of the podcast here. Let's record this on Monday, September 26th, 2022. Folks, this is the last week in September. Can you believe it? Here, as we approach October, and definitely fall weather is here. We're getting quite a bit of sniff to it with cooler temperatures here in the morning, but obviously warming up quite a bit here in Manhattan, kids, as I record this podcast just after work here, folks. This will be up tomorrow morning. Yep, tomorrow morning. I got it tomorrow morning. This is the postcast edition, I should say, of the podcast as well. Soccer. And before I get into that, obviously, we will have two shows. When you listen to this, me and Alex, we've recorded already episode show number one of the week, which will be episode 122 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. Two shows because obviously men's basketball and women's basketball schedules are now official. There, we'll talk about that. There's so much that we have to divide this into two shows, or two separate shows anyways, with the postcast of the upset win over Oklahoma in one, and then the second one, which will be on, we'll record on Thursday, won't be out till Friday evening at some point with that early kickoff for K-State football against Texas Tech. We're going to be going around the sporting world to see what's going on there, obviously. Volleyball, soccer, basketball getting kicked off here with their fall practices going on here as well. Coach Tang noted the men's team will be beginning their season on New Year's Eve on the 31st. So, yeah, we're going to be getting all that good stuff. This is what I'm talking about. So, you love your K-State sports, you might want to subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks. So, definitely, you love your K-State sports. Obviously, football is number one. Basketball is number two. So that's the big 1-2 punch. But outside of that, you got volleyball going on. I know they're just coming off a loss, heartbreaking loss, in a comeback effort against KU over the weekend in soccer, which this is going to be a good transition right now. Soccer, still winless in the Big 12 play. They lose over the weekend to Oklahoma State. I gave it away. 1-0 the score of this game, and the only score of the game came early. I mean, K-State early. If you don't know what I'm talking about, K-State in one of their non-con wins early a couple weeks ago here at Muser Family Park, where this Oklahoma State game was at. K-State soccer scored offensively 3 goals in 5 minutes. This only took 5 minutes in general. Oklahoma State's Gracie Bynum-Beutel scored the only goal of this game 5 minutes into the game. We talk about slow starts in it, K-State. And once again, K-State offensively struggled to get things going here. And they're on another side of a 1-0 shutout loss there to the Cowgirls in this one. Another loss at home. Here, and that's another game down the toilet where you had opportunity. Really, they've been in all these games. Let's just face it. They've been in all these games. I'm including non-con play for maybe exception of, well, actually, yeah, they've been in all these games because I can't even remember. I've done a jillion postcasts now between volleyball and football and soccer. And I can't remember the last time K-State soccer got blown out. So, but 1-0 game there, multiple chances. Christian Van Carr and Marissa Weichel. Marissa Weichel had an opportunity to tie the game. Couldn't do it late in the second half there as well. So, K-State now ugly. Woo! 6-41 in 4 ties all time against the conference. My goodness. And they are still winless against Oklahoma State, 0-6 in that span. K-State now falls to 15-27-6 all-time in the month of September there. And, then of course, K-State, to continue this below 500 theme here, 17-31-4 in matches played at home in Beezer Family Park. Not very good. Not very good stats. Not very good stats at all. We're talking about women's soccer. Man, look. Look. I mean, I understand. I understand this team is... Our soccer team is not new. Look. They've been stuck in... Look, we have talent. We have talent. Individual talent. But do we have team talent? Or when we put it, when we swing it around like this, do we have offense that can win us games? Not just 1-0, like we did against Yale. I don't. I still don't know how we won that game a few weeks ago. That homecoming game on senior night. I guess senior night weird things happen, and K-State was just on something. No disrespect. K-State played well, but sometimes, you know, you get a little extra when senior night, and you want to play really well for your seniors, and you know how this thing goes. So, but you wonder. But here, Oklahoma State, 1-0. You can't get a goal in conference play, and yeah, going back in this. Okay, so another negative stat. Man, we're going negative today on this podcast on a Monday afternoon. Four quarters, or say four halves, K-State women's soccer has yet to find a net in conference play. And you can even go back to the last non-con of South Dakota State, where they got shut out there. So they're going on six straight halves without scoring a goal. Again, where is the offense for this women's team? I have no idea. Coach Mike Domeni after the game there, talking about the early portion of this ball game. Or the match, wherever you look at it. Cool. I think overall, we look back at the Iowa State match. We had to have a better start. We had to figure out a way from a mentally standpoint to have better starts and not get back on our heels a little bit. I will say we dodged some bullets. We did. We did it again today, and they punished us. So can we figure out that out or sort that out? We can. And I think this team will do something special this year. Special? I don't know about that. That's a little bit overkill to me, right? Those comments right there. First of all, yeah, you're two games down the toilet of the Big 12 play. Yeah, you had your chance against Iowa State. That game right there, you had multiple opportunities to win Iowa State in here. As well at home. I just don't understand trying to figure out this team this year. And the stats prove it right there, offensively. Again, from Coach Mike Domeni, quote, we created some chances and we even had a shot off at the very end. So it shows we are creating chances. We are having opportunities, which is something that we haven't done in this program before. We are going toe-to-toe with teams, so we're moving forward in the right direction. We just didn't get the result today, and we can learn a lot from this game. You can learn a lot from several games, Coach. I mean, what do you? I better cool it before I get in trouble. But yeah, that's just a frustrating thing about it. I mean, your defense is pretty damn good, as I've said multiple times on these postcasts when talking about our women's soccer program this year. Which I'm interested. Thursday is going to be a really good episode because my coach Al Satan, I think he's going to have a lot more to say about this. So I'm going to try not to get in trouble, but it's definitely frustrating from a fan's point of view. Where is the offense? You're in all these games. You have a time to play in Kyler Goings. Marshall Weichel has been a non-factor. I'm not trying to be too harsh on the ladies, but again, you're deep. How many games were in the season? We're what? 10 games? End of the season, a lot to learn from. Well, you had a lot to learn from for several losses this year, and that has not come to fruition. You're not learning. You're still your team is still doing the same damn thing, and getting up goals early, that's going to cost you. And you had the rest of the game to generate offense there. I just don't understand it right there, one bit there. Their next game, just in time, because Al's going to have something to say about it. I'm pretty sure he will. TCU coming here next Friday night. Not next, but this upcoming Friday night, 7 p.m. there. K-State, bring me back up here, falls to under 500 as we continue this trend for this postcast. 4-5-2. 0-1-1 in conference play there. So, yeah, you get a tie. You shouldn't get a point for that, but that's soccer rules, but I can't control that. But offensively, they didn't really do much offensively. Yeah, 10 shots to 5. The Cowgirls outshot them there. And actually, taking a step forward, shots on goal. K-State had none on goal to OSU's 5. So, corner kick 7-5 there. Warrior Meyer had 4 saves. Fouls, K-State sloppy again. 13-7 on that front as well. Sophie Harlan had one of those shots along with Kaylee Thornhill. Marissa Weichel had a shot, as I mentioned, in the top of this postcast. And Jasmine Brown added a shot as well. And none of those were accurate there as well. So, again, I mean, you can say that over and over, but when we're not going to see this progress. And actually, was that the last win in the K-State saw women's soccer had? Yes, it is. Back to Yale? I think it is. So, I don't know. The struggles on offense continue. It's mind-boggling, and I'm very interested to hear what Alex is going to say about it come our recording on Thursday night for episode 123 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. But, yeah, another mind-boggling loss for this women's soccer team as they fall in conference play and fall even more behind in conference play. 1-0 after Oklahoma State jumped them within the first 5 minutes of this match. And you got to start to wonder now, it's another Big 12 conference play in the books. And time's starting to run out a little bit here as we get closer here. I know we're not halfway, but got to wonder what's going on in these practices for Mike DeBene and K-State Soccer, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Sorry I'm being a little harsh, but you know what? If you heard me before this podcast, I ain't gonna hold no punches back on this podcast when it comes. Either it's football, you heard us say, criticize Adrian Martinez last week, on last week's show. So we're gonna get our takes off here on this podcast for sure. We want to see our programs do very well and to see the offense continue to struggle on pretty much almost mostly every night, except for the wins, of course. The wins are good. But when you're held without a goal in conference play so far, sound the alarm bells, folks. So we'll see what happens at TCU next. We'll definitely have our preview. Me and Alex will definitely talk about it here on episode 123, which is going to be for second of 2 weekly podcasts this week, folks. So definitely, you love your K-State Sports Pro Project Podcast place to do it. That's going to do it on this edition of the postcast edition of the Triple P. Eddie Greer, go Cats again. You love your K-State sports. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. And like I always love to say, make sure you tell a fellow K-State friend, alumni, or big fan about the Purple Project Podcast. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned for more coverage here. K-State coverage, anyways, of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.